Welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMDA on the Hill is produced in association with AMDA on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. Support for this podcast is brought to you by Avalum Health, the makers of the TheraWorks Protect U-Pack. And now here is your host for AMDA on the Hill, Alex Bardock.
Hi, my name is Alex Bardock, and welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your periodic update on our public policy efforts. It's been quite a bit since we last talked, so I want to update you on a few things that have happened over the last few months. First and foremost, the patient-driven payment model was implemented starting on October 1. It is now obviously at a very early stages of implementation, and we have been in touch with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to see how things have been going. And we welcome your feedback on how everything has been playing out in your world. We understand that CMS had a few glitches in terms of processing some of the claims. So if you've had any issues, please get in touch with us, and we would love to hear your feedback. CMS has reached out to us and wants to hear from us as to what they can do to fix a few things and figure out how to change anything that is going wrong in the future. We do have a lot of resources. If you're not familiar with PDPM, the new payment model for skilled nursing facilities, we do have a number of resources available, and they are referenced below the video and in the podcast. Please check those out and make sure that you're aware of what is going on and how you can participate as an attending physician, a medical director, a nurse practitioner, or anybody working in the skilled nursing facility setting. Second, the physician fee schedule final rule, which is the big regulation that comes out on an annual basis, updating everything from physician payment to the quality payment program, was released in early November. AMDA has a summary of that rule. It is, again, included in the reference list below, so please take a look at that. There were a number of things that we have talked about over this year that were included in that rule. First of all, the CMS finalized its proposal for redoing the office-based evaluation and management codes. Essentially, what they did was take the proposal that AMDA worked with the American Medical Association's RUC and CPT work group and accepted those values, which were higher than previous values for office-based codes. This was welcome news to the physician organizations and primary care. The other thing they finalized was some documentation changes, among them that you can now actually use the notes from NPs, medical students, PAs, in reviewing your history and physical. Just to note and a reminder that all of these changes do not go into effect until January of 2021. Typically, when CMS issues this final rule, it goes into effect January 1 of the following year. However, because of the substantial changes in this case, they are electing not to implement them until January 1 of 2021. The other question that I have gotten recently is whether or not this impacts skilled nursing facility evaluation and management coding. And the answer to that is no. The proposal that CMS finalized only impacts office-based codes. As to whether or not CMS will look at the rest of evaluation and management codes, including the skilled nursing facility, it remains a bit unclear what CMS plans to do. There was not much in the rule in terms of what they want to do moving forward, but AMDA has been speaking with the American Medical Associations and other organizations in terms of whether those changes will be implemented in the skilled nursing facility. Since there's going to be some time before all of this will be implemented, AMDA will have coverage of this, and there will be an upcoming webinar on billing and coding titled Billing and Coding, Something New, Something Old, and a lot of these changes will be covered there. So if you want to know information in detail of what CMS included in the final rule, I strongly urge you to check out that webinar. The other thing that this final rule covers is the quality payment program. And of course, the quality payment program was established a MACRA law and requires physician to report on quality measures and also includes some cost measures and other categories. In somewhat of a surprise, but good news for post-acute and long-term care, CMS elected not to finalize its changes that they proposed to increase the cost measures that were included in the quality payment program. The cost measures are not very favorable to those practicing in post-acute and long-term care and lead to negative adjustments potentially. So we have lobbied and asked CMS not to increase the points that are allotted to that category. And CMS has listened to those requests and kept all the points for each of the categories in the quality payment program the same for next year. So essentially, everything that was true for 2019 reporting period will be exactly the same in 2020. This is something IMDA and other organizations have asked for, is to keep the program the same and not continuously change the program and change the values so that practices can catch up and implement changes they need to in order to be successful in the program. So again, that was a bit of good news for post-acute and long-term care. There were things that were not included, such as our asks around limitations on telehealth billing for skilled nursing facilities, and some other things that we will continue to work with CMS. Moving on from the final rule, there was another announcement that came from CMS in early October and was implemented on October 23rd, and that is this icon, which looks like essentially a red hand, that CMS is putting on to the five-star ratings on the Nursing Home Compare website. They announced this in early October, and it did not go through any rulemaking, and there was no comment period. Basically, what it does in a very short summary is it places a red hand to any facility, regardless of its star rating from 1 to 5, that may have had a citation for elder abuse, a citation. So, what that means is all of you need to go back and check whether or not you have that and speak with your patients and your facilities as to what that means in terms of things moving forward. IMDA and many of the industry organizations responded to that, citing a lot of concerns about this, what it actually means, whether patients will understand this, whether hospitals that have preferred provider networks will understand this. And we will continue to speak to CMS as to how to perhaps make this so that they can implement their changes in terms of transparency, but not do things that actually harm access to care, which we think this actually has the potential of doing. Our letter will be publicly accessible, and hopefully we will provide a link to you so that you could read our public statement on this issue. If you were not aware of it, again, please go on your five-star rating, put in your facility, and see if this was something that is up there. Those are just a few things that have occurred in the last couple months. Lastly, Congress continues to focus on nursing home quality and nursing home transparency, very much in line with what's going on with this icon. And they are actually holding a hearing on nursing home oversight, nursing home transparency, also some home health. And they will focus on issues such as antipsychotic use. Of course, that has been a point of hot debate around the CMS initiative. We have spoken to the committees of jurisdiction in Congress about this issue. And again, we have sent letters to them informing them of how IMDA has participated in the CMS initiative and what we have done to educate medical directors, attending physicians about the use of antipsychotics in nursing facilities. The summary of that hearing and potentially a video we will make available, and hopefully it is available in the link below for you. As always, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you have any feedback on any of the topics that were covered, it was quite a bit of an update because it's been a little bit, so please email me. My contact information is included for you below. Please email me. Let me know how everything is going. If you have any concerns with issues around antipsychotics, PDPM, the redhead icon, we value your feedback. We use your feedback. And as you can see, CMS does listen and it impacts actual policy. Again, thank you very much, and we'll be speaking shortly.
References from this podcast can be found at paltc.org/policy. This podcast is not eligible for CMD credits. Support for this podcast is brought to you by Avalum Health, the makers of the TheraWorks Protect UPAC. To learn more about how the UPAC can become part of your UTI prevention protocols, visit seewhatsmissing.com. We'll see you next time here at AMDA on the Hill.